How to establish clear ownership in large-scale IT organizations. Ownership and responsibility in IT organizations, especially at scale, can feel like a never-ending battle. In fact, it's rare to find any corporation that doesn't struggle with it. This challenge becomes even more complex with the rise of cloud services, where nebulous infrastructure and cross-functional dependencies blur the lines of accountability. Here's a closer look at why ownership is so difficult to define and some practical steps for making it work. 1. Understanding the ownership challenge. People want power without overhead. Many individuals appreciate the influence that comes from ownership, but are less enthusiastic about the responsibility of ongoing support, budgeting, and paperwork. Cloud systems complicate matters. Traditional IT ownership is usually tied to physical devices, servers, switches, and firewalls. In a cloud environment, resources are abstracted and often spread across multiple locations or services. This makes it harder to say, "That belongs to me." Support is expensive and convoluted. When something breaks in a cloud-based system, it can be difficult to know which component is responsible, leading to finger-pointing, delayed resolutions, and confusion about who should pay for fixes. 2. Why cloud ownership is so hard. No clear line of demarcation, a cloud service could span several different areas: networking, databases, microservices, cross-billing, and cost centers. In many organizations, different departments pay for different parts of the infrastructure, and nobody wants unexpected charges. Uncertain support paths. When a service fails, teams must track down the specific issue. The blame game often starts, and ownership becomes something people try to avoid rather than embrace. 3. The last person touched it dilemma. As projects come and go, ownership often falls to the last person who made a change. This unofficial assignment can persist even if the individual isn't the designated owner. When something breaks, teams scramble to find that last person and push the responsibility and cost onto them. 4. Three layers of ownership. Official, paper owner. Who they are, the individual or team listed on the org chart. What they do. They may have the budget authority and are often responsible for official sign-offs. What's the problem if they don't respond to issues or don't want to be involved? They may not be the real point of accountability or person that can get things done in a crisis, such as disaster recovery. Escalation owner. Who they are. Often a senior architect or hands-on manager. What they do. Steps in when urgent decisions are needed, especially if the official owner is unresponsive. What's the problem? They end up doing the real work of ownership, even if it's not on paper. Issue owners. Who they are, specialists who know a particular system or tool inside and out. What they do. Fix problems that no one else can. What's the problem? Because they're indispensable, others bypass official channels to get them to help, often without official requests or funding. 5. Common pitfalls of poor ownership. Overworked subject matter experts. Specialists become overwhelmed by ad hoc demands, in the worst case getting burnt out and leaving. Cost center confusion. Bills and charges get shifted around, causing tension and delaying project progress. Blame instead of praise. Support work rarely gets celebrated, but any outage can spark intense criticism. Stalled innovation, when senior management fears their team will be stuck with endless support work, they may resist taking on new projects. 6. Strategies for clear ownership. Define ownership boundaries. Be explicit about who owns what, especially in cloud environments. Clearly demarcate functional areas, networking, databases, infrastructure, etc. Eliminate confusion by documenting responsibilities in easily accessible formats. Establish rock-solid budgets. Make sure all stakeholders know how costs are allocated post-deployment. prevent stealth additions to production that drive up expenses for unsuspecting teams. Maintain transparent support models. Articulate what support includes and how it is funded. Set expectations for response times, communication channels, and escalation paths. Align costs with accountability. If someone owns a service, ensure they also have the budget to maintain it. Provide clear metrics to show how usage increases cost, justifying budget requests. Recognize and reward good support. Make support work visible and acknowledge achievements. Encourage a culture where reliability is celebrated, not taken for granted. Conclusion. Clear ownership in large-scale IT environments, and particularly cloud-drawn ones, requires effort, transparency, and a willingness to tackle the uncomfortable parts of responsibility. By defining boundaries, clarifying budgets, and establishing clear support expectations, organizations can reduce the chaos of finger-pointing and create an environment where ownership is both feasible and rewarding. Key takeaways. Clarify who owns each resource and service, on paper and in practice. Align budget authority with the responsibility for support. Keep communication open and transparent so everyone understands costs, dependencies, and escalation paths. Foster a culture where taking ownership is valued and rewarded, minimizing the stigma of blame. Doing these kinds of things can break the cycle of avoidance and ensure that ownership is something teams want to hold rather than something they sidestep at all costs.